Hello and welcome to episode 46 of Aminal's World. Last week I didn't manage to get an episode in because if you are following me on Instagram and Twitter, there is a lot going on here in Gibraltar, especially with the fundraising that I've been doing with Shivana. I won't go on about it because I am very, very proud of her. In fact, I could actually do a full episode just on Shivana, but if you want to have more updates, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter where I put everything out there. So I'll stop going on about that. But this week I interviewed Dr. Amit Patel, and well, what can I say about this guy? I mean, he's just so full of so much positive energy about everything, literally everything I asked him. He was just so excited to jump on and answer all questions with such, you know, enthusiasm, and just genuinely very nice guy to talk to. I read his book a few months ago, and I knew I had to get him on the show. As always, we've always tried to plan our interviews in person, but we haven't been able to because of the pandemic, and I'm not actually in the country right now. So I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Here's Dr. Amit Patel. Welcome to the show, Amit. I know we've been talking for almost a year, and with lockdown and everything, it's just so nice to finally get to talk to you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, do you know, it has been a year. It's we've been talking about this for such a long time, and it's trying to get the diaries together, which is just ridiculous. You think it'll be easier with lockdown? It isn't, is it? It's a nightmare.
No, it's been a challenging year, and for a lot of us. How have you been coping in the last 12 months? I just said 12 months. I can't believe we've been in this for this long.
I know. Do you know what? It has. It literally is 12 months, isn't it? It's hard. You kind of think it'd be easy working from home. It's not. You know, it's distracting. It's, you know, especially having the kids. You know, I've got a 4.5-year-old and a 19-month-old. So you can't leave them anywhere. They always want attention. And it's that whole thing where you're trying to balance work. You're trying to balance, you know, them. It's hard. And what me and my wife tend to do is the night before we will look at our calendars. Right, who can have the kids at this time? This is really important meeting. You know, you have to keep the kids downstairs or keep them upstairs. And we spend about half an hour a day in the evenings just trying to sync our calendars together, that way one of us have got the kids, or, you know, or otherwise we flip a coin to see who's got the 4-year-old and who's got the 18-month-old. So yeah, it's not too bad, but you know what, we're looking forward to when we go back to school, well, when he goes back to school in a week's time. Yeah, full time, and she's just changed job as well, so she's started a new job back in January. So she hasn't even been into her office. And obviously, a new job means, you know, a little bit more kind of work, kind of you have to get your head down a little bit and kind of get to know the work and meet colleagues and everything else. But it's we're there. Do you know what? We got to a stage, I think we got to a stage at one point where it just really was too much. And by the end of the evening, it's like, how are we going to do this? And then it just got to a point where we thought, well, do you know what? He's 4.5 years old, right? There's so much we can teach him, you know, and he has an attention span of about 5 minutes. Regardless if it's something he wants to do, he'll still have an attention span of 5 minutes because he's a very needy kind of boy. He just wants to be with us. If we're in the house together, it's like, well, why can't we play together? Why do I have to be in a separate room? Why do I have to be in my playroom when you're in here, you know? And then, you know, the 19-month-old just doesn't understand. She just wants to climb on anything, on everything. And then you probably have the worst culprit of all, Kika the guide dog. She is the worst because obviously he doesn't understand. She just thinks that her dad has just woken up one day and decided not to go to work. And that was it. And she's a dog that always needs to be active and working. So she's never spent all this time in the house. We kind of just got to a stage where we thought, you know what, we'll do what we can do. You know, everybody's kind of in the same situation. If they don't understand, well, there's nothing we could do about it, you know. So we tend to wake up early